doing up a good, good Friday morning. And again, from all of us here at KBMW, i3G Media, to you, your families, you have a safe and happiest Easter ever. And what a way to take out our morning shows here for the week. Talking with Terry Anderson, president and CHO. Keep having a that is a tongue twister for me. At CHI St. Francis.
Good morning, Bill.
I just got to slow it down a little bit.
I know.
I'm excited,
I'll
though.
I'll hold up a card.
I'm excited, though, because you brought me peeps.
Right? That's thanks,
I'm going to add them to the... Thank you, Linda. And she sent a muffin, too.
That's right. Just those are lemon poppy. See, okay. If I would have known that was in the bag, I probably would have ate half of it on the way there.
Well, Linda, I will take that, yes. Definitely. But the peeps I'm going to add to the ever-growing collection in my credenza.
Oh, gosh.
And again, I don't know what these things are made out of, but I think in 10 years, they'll still taste the same.
You got Rice Krispie and birthday cakes. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I actually saw a buttered popcorn flavored Peeps is what they're coming out with now. So there you go. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I love what we're going to be talking about today. Mm-hmm. You brought Bernadette with you.
Yep.
And I can't wait to get into this because I think, number one, it's appropriate any time of the year. But heading into Easter weekend just seems, I don't know, it just seems to fit even better.
Right, right. And, you know, we were going to do cardiac rehab. So
yeah.
The viewers were waiting for that. And due to the weather, we just canceled. You know, and had we had it, we would have had a storm. If we canceled, it was nice. So we wanted nice weather for everybody. So
right.
We just want to keep everybody safe.
Sure. And we can do cardiac rehab. You know, we can do that next week.
That'll be next week.
Because I call Unje my captain of cardiac rehab
right.
over there at the Wellness Center. Well, I'll let you do the introductions.
Okay.
Theory.
So, you know, last week when I was on air, I was going to have Bernadette do a second part, and things just got a little mixed up there. So apologies. So I have Bernadette with me. And she's just, you know, we sat around her desk this morning. We thought, well, what are we going to talk about? We don't have cardiac rehab.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to share something that she's really impressed with the community. So I'm going to let her do that. And then also, if we have time, just talk about the gratitude that we feel towards the employees out there. And yesterday we were like, how can we do gratitude? You know, you can give pizza, you can do anything else. And she wrote a beautiful poem. And we did share it with the leadership team, and it's something that's going to go behind bathroom stalls. So
okay.
Anyway, I want to leave it up. Oh, the other thing I just want to say is next week, Bernadette will be, is it Chicago? She will be in Chicago speaking. Now, this is a critical access VP going to Becker's to speak about virtual nursing in healthcare. So
what a great honor.
I mean, I'm just in awe. So I got to keep her here. So
she's new to CHI St. Francis here.
Yes.
And I think you got
footprints.
I think you got a diamond here.
Right. So anyway, here
Bernadette,
you go, Bernadette.
Step on up. Good morning. This is the second chance we've had to talk. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. I'm honored to be here. It's you know, it's been great moving into the community and having so many wonderful experiences on so many different levels.
Right.
So.
Bernadette, can I ask you to get a little closer to the microphone? There we go. And today we're going to talk about something, too, and we were chatting about this before we got on air, and it's about the youth in our community. And being new to the community, I can't wait to get your take on this. Go ahead.
So I have had a couple of experiences here with the youth in the community. Now, I only got here the first full week of January, so not quite 3 months in, right? And so I've had just a number of experiences. It was a dark weekday morning. I was stumbling out of the grocery store I had this great big flat of filled with donuts that I was taking to the hospital, and I was juggling some other bags and some things, and this young man came up. He must have been, I don't know, 13, 14. It was pitch black. It was early in the morning, pre-daylight saving flip. And he said, can I help you? And instinctively, I want to go, I'm good. I got to. And I was like, well, thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And I did refer to him as sir, because it's just kind of what I do. And, you know, he kind of just seemed to stand a little taller, and he helped me, and I gave him that big flat. And you know, he could barely see over the top of it, and
right.
It was good. But he was, it came from nowhere. I did not see him prompted by another adult or nudged. There was definitely no Boy Scout patch on his arm or anything like that, and just a neat thing. And then this past week, we had an event over at the hospital where we had some young volunteers in to help. And this one particular young girl was... I mean, all of them, they were all in, right? They're helping. We had a bit of an Easter egg hunt for the employees and for their families and things like that. She's full of energy, doing the little happy dance, encouraging the kids when they're a little timid to kind of go diving and, and for the eggs and stuff. But I'd love to share, because I think this summarizes the attitude of the youth that I've met in this community. She was wearing a T-shirt, and it said 10 things that require zero talent. Number one, work ethic.
Love that.
Number two, effort. Energy. Being on time. Body language. Passion. Doing extra. Being prepared. Being coachable. And number 10 was attitude. How about that?
Love that.
And she lived that. That's I saw those things. And when I took her aside and I said, "Hey, do you mind if I take a picture of your T-shirt, the back of your T-shirt?" And she kind of looked at me and she was like, "Oh, no, okay." So I did, but she lived what was on the back there. She showed up early. So she wasn't on time. She was early.
Mm-hmm.
She had energy. She had the right attitude. She was just all in. And just like that young man in the grocery store parking lot who didn't know me from Adam, you know, comes up and says, "May I help you?" And it's just like, we have good kids out there. And parents, if you ever wonder whether you're doing the right thing, you're on track.
And again, being new to the community, I love hearing this, you know, from you. And yeah, I mean, if the parents were standing right in front of you, that's probably what you tell them. Yeah, no, you're definitely doing this right. And I can't wait to hear some more experiences that you're going to have. How's it going at CHI? Being a relative newcomer, how's everything playing out for you?
It's great. I am blessed to have work alongside and serve this amazing team. I mean, it's really is a privilege. I'm not going to say things are easy. Healthcare is not an easy field to be in these days. It's hard on many, many levels. And we have our own anxieties, too, with just even, you know, with the economy kind of, you know, and you know, unrest and, you know, is the supply chain costing and all those kind of things going to start escalating now that we're seeing more turmoil and things. So it's an ever-changing landscape with a lot of uncertainty. But what impresses me the most is we have folk that just keep stepping up to the plate. And they're doing it, and they're coming and telling us. We're not standing there beg. It is, "Hey, we noticed a gap on Sunday. So-and-so's going to do this part, and I'm rearranging this part, and if I fill in here, are you good with that?" "Oh, I am so good with that. Thank you so, so much."
That goes beyond work ethic,
right?
Doesn't it? I mean, it really does.
It does. They are problem-solving. They're owning their house, whether it's on the long-term care side of things or over on the acute care side of things, and they are pulling for each other. One of my leaders, unfortunately, has had some family things going on and been out for bereavement, and the team that she manages just seamlessly. No, you know, she was out for a number of days, and rightly so, needed to be out, and they just stepped in, filled the gaps, and even when they weren't able to fill all the gaps, did I hear a whisper of complaint? Absolutely not. Stuff got done. And the patients are happy, the providers are happy, they're happy, and I look around and I'm like, you know, traditionally we kind of like, it's really easy for us to kind of say, "Oh, you guys have worked really hard, here's pizza," right? And now it's become kind of a joke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows? No, maybe we'll get pizza tomorrow.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Safe bet.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes we struggle to say thank you, and have that be meaningful, because my gratitude is really real. Because I've been places where teams haven't worked that way. Yeah. And when you are a team sometimes of only three or four taking care of what needs to be taken care of, being one down is a big deal.
Huge.
Yeah. So they do a phenomenal job. So
safe to say you're encouraged with the direction you're moving in out there and that CHI is moving in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's great. I'm excited for what's ahead. We've got some great things going on, and people are committed to the organization, so committed. Even we've got a retirement celebration coming up next week. She's been there 50 years, 50.
That's half a century.
Right.
That's incredible.
Is that not phenomenal?
That is incredible.
Yeah.
So, again, and we're going to pick this up in another visit that you and I have, but quickly, tell us where the poem came from. I'm curious. Where did that come from?
So, we were sitting around trying to find a meaningful way to say thank you. How do we thank our teams for always doing what they continue to do and not let them feel like they're being taken advantage of or that we take it for granted?
Sure.
Oh, they'll step in. They'll do this. You're too short. Oh, we got, they'll figure it out. It's not that at all. We have tremendous gratitude for that. And again, trying to avoid the platitude appearance of a pizza or that kind of thing. And we talked about, you know, some handwritten notes. And suddenly this kind of line of a different poem kind of came up. And I was like, oh, I wonder if I could play with that. And I'm a little bit of a word geek. I you know...
You and I are going to get along fine.
Backspace is my favorite thing for email. You know, I wordsmith horribly to the point where sometimes I'm very inefficient about it. So that's where this came from.
Okay. And again, it just sort of, to me, it just sort of shows the difference between kind of a surface gratitude and gratitude that's fleshed out and definitely three-dimensional. And so kudos to you for doing that. Bernadette, it is always so great to have you in here and to talk with you. Happy Easter.
Thanks. Happy Easter, Bill.
Terry, step back up. Terry Anderson, yeah, you got a diamond.
I know. Did you want to hear the poem? It's short.
Huh?
You got time? Do you want to hear the poem?
If she wants to tell it, absolutely.
Do you want to, Bernadette?
Absolutely. Yeah. I would love to hear this. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, just for context, staff are really busy, and sometimes the only break they have is in the bathroom. Enough said. The work is hectic and the day is long, and the porcelain throne that you're sitting upon is but a small reprieve from all the tasks, from a list that seems impossible to ask. Please know that while you sit and breathe, we know the job is not one of ease. So take a moment while you can and ponder how those healing hands of yours portray gifts of care and comfort to those who otherwise would not have it. How much the care, the soul and heart you tirelessly, daily, willingly impart are more than administering medicine and care. It's the gift of yourself, your family, and missed celebrations you share. Thank yous ring hollow as you sit for reprieve from the call lights, the baths, and reports to read. Know that around you from the depths of our souls, we are left in awe of how you accomplish it all. Prayers of gratitude and support are lifted up, knowing some days only heaven can fill your cup. Thank you for all you do.
I got nothing.
Speechless, right?
I got nothing.
I know.
That is absolutely beautiful.
What way to end this segment by hearing, and that is just spoken from the heart.
Right. That is genuine.
That is very genuine. So,
Terry, thank you for bringing Bernadette
so
in
welcome.
Here.
And, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And again, thank everybody for the peeps and thank Linda for the muffin. I do appreciate that.
Well, you have a great Easter and a great weekend.
Right back at you. All right.
Thanks.
Talking with Terry Anderson. We do this every Friday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Organic producers across the U.S. are reporting